What is up? It is your boy VJ, and I got my guy right across from me, Johnny. What's up, man?
What's going on with you, man?
Hey, you know, we back. The Black Ampersand Presents Bourbon on the Rocks podcast. And
we back from hiatus.
Yeah, we on episode 7?
Is it seven? Yeah, it's 7.
I think it's 7.
You know? Lucky number 7.
We here. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a while. Everything been good with you?
Yeah, you know, just been real busy. We've been cranking out this website.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you know, and as the world should know at this point, theblackamp.com.
Right.
Go check it out if you haven't. It is official and live. But other than that, you know, just got back from Vegas.
Vegas was crazy.
Yeah.
Vegas was crazy.
Shout out to our cousins. Cousin-in-laws,
Brittany and Antoine,
they just got married.
In-laws is this.
Yeah, so.
It's a word for that, ain't it?
Yeah, shout out.
They just got married. Congrats to the Moors, the A-side, B-side. Congrats to them. Beautiful
more love,
wedding.
More happiness, yeah.
Yeah, so that was good. That was a good event.
I'll take a drink to that.
Yeah, toast to them. Mm-hmm. It was my first time on that Ferris wheel thing. What is that called?
Oh, the high roller.
The high roller.
Yeah, what you think?
Nigga, I'm scared of heights. So, like, when we first got on, I was fucking petrified. Like, I stood there for a second, got my drink.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they got drinks on some of them.
Right.
So, I got my drink and stood there for a second. I was like, yeah, I need to sit down. So, I had a seat. And then after the first drink, you start loosening up. You get more comfortable in your surroundings.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to take like a half hour. So by the time that half hour is done, I had 5 drinks.
Woo!
I was tore up.
Yeah.
After that,
they feed you drinks on the high roller. That's for sure.
Yeah. It was good though. I'd do it again. I'm petrified of heights, but I would do it again.
Did you look out the window?
I did. Once I got comfortable, I did.
Okay, that's good. So you gotta conquer that fear. You know, I mean, I'm not too fond of heights myself.
Yeah.
But since the high roller's enclosed in this, you know, pod, I felt pretty cool. Like, and you know.
It
I
was
had
dope.
2 drinks in my hand at the time, so you know, it was a good time.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was definitely crazy. It was a good time. It was a good trip overall.
Yeah.
We went to where did we go that night? I think we went to Tao that night.
Yep.
So that was dope.
Yeah.
I still probably shouldn't have went out. I was already done for after the whole high roll.
Right.
All those drinks.
You know,
I was done.
I'm supposed to be chilling on drinks, but obviously, you know, this is bourbon on the rocks, so have a little some. But after Vegas, I was like, oof, I don't know if I can go too crazy.
Yeah, that shit was intense.
You know?
That was intense, man. I'm still recovering. By drinking, you gotta
Word.
Bite the dog that bit you. So
that's it.
Oh man, we had a little hiatus, so a couple things happened.
It's been a busy couple weeks.
Let's start with you want to start with Kevin Hart or Dave Chappelle? Which Ooh. One you want to start with?
Well, let's just address Kevin Hart now. You know.
Okay. You want to give backstory first, or you just want to jump straight into it? They should know what happened.
Basically. Yeah, I mean, just quick rundown. But Kevin Hart was in an accident.
Yeah.
With his friends. I believe one of his friends was driving the car.
Supposedly. Allegedly.
Right? Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I mean, you know. I don't know what, but that's what I heard. And they said that Kevin Hart was able to escape the vehicle. His friends were stuck in the vehicle, and I guess the fire department had to use the jaws of life to remove them. They say that Kevin has major back pain, went through back surgery, and is on heavy medication right now. I don't really know too much about how the other two, the couple, are doing. But, you know, just want to give my prayers to Kevin and well wishes. Hope that he has a speedy recovery.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we definitely hope he gets through that, and hopefully the surgery went well and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck all that. How the fuck you get into a car accident and leave your homies in the car? Something don't sound right with that story.
It don't, because he went home, didn't he?
He went home, and 2 hours later,
they called
911.
That's the weirdest.
So either he was driving drunk, mm-hmm. and he had to sober up enough to get to the hospital.
Right.
Or it was somebody else in that car they don't want us to know about.
Something.
And with Kevin's history, can't put a pass on that somebody else was in that car that they don't
wow.
want us to know about.
Yeah, I mean, that's the cold part.
Just my conspiracy theory.
That is weird. Like, why would you get, especially if you have major back issues or major back pain.
Yeah.
Like, right after an accident. I mean, maybe adrenaline's pumping. But that was the first thing that I was like, wait, you went home and then called 911 and right. then went to the hospital?
Right. It just don't make sense to me, like, the way their timeline of events.
But so. I did see a report saying that based on the injuries that he received, they confirmed that he was in the passenger seat or something of that nature. Okay. So, that's fair. You know? I hope so. I hope he wasn't doing anything too silly.
So maybe he was in the back seat and that's how they were able to get him out, because like the car was basically like crushed.
Right.
So they could have pulled him out the back window, and then his homegirl or his homeboy and his fiance, they could have been in the front seat, so that would make sense. But it just has to be a reason that they just rushed him away like that. So.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's just crazy. You know. You never know. But I ain't going to dwell on it. Nah. Get well, Kev.
Truth will come out when it does.
Nah, you never get the whole story. Especially with these celebrities.
Know, man. You get TMZ, they be, you know.
Yeah, TMZ be there. Everybody feds, business.
I don't know.
Alright, enough of Kevin before we say something wild. So Dave Chappelle released his stand up Sticks and Stones is called, right?
Yep, that's Sticks and Stones.
Did you watch it?
I watched it.
You watched it? I watched it as well. I watched it a little later than everybody else, but let's go with your review first. What'd you think?
I thought that show was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was funny. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Dave Chappelle. I love Killing Me Softly, Live at the Fillmore.
Right.
For what it's worth, I mean, you know, obviously the Chappelle Show is classic. We grew up on that. So, you know, I've always been a big fan of Dave Chappelle.
Right.
And yeah, I just thought he brought it back to his old school, he doesn't give a fuck
mentality. Yeah, that was definitely vintage comedy.
Yeah, and he really, his construction to me was genius, because he literally, you know, and I won't spoil it for those that haven't watched it, but he targeted, you know, everyone per se. And
he talked about the shit you're not allowed to talk about right now.
And he did it in a way that was funny, and did it in a manner that you know, was just like Dave Chappelle would do.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with everything you said. Like, I just think it was hilarious. A lot of the stuff he was saying, granted we can't get into it too much, we don't want to spoil it for nobody, but a lot of the stuff he was saying was like vintage of like what comedy was like in the 80s and 90s, where you could say certain things and
even the early not necessarily 2000s too, you know.
But it was some minor not outrage, but comments about some of the stuff he was talking about as far as certain communities. So they yeah, it was just a different way of going about it.
Do you think people should be mad? I mean, you know, each of these areas or
comedy is supposed to be the sacred place where you can say just about anything, right? Because it's supposed to be.
I feel like we've lost that. I mean,
I think that's why
Dave Chappelle was like, "Look, I'm about to bring it back. I'm about to just do exactly what nobody wants me to do." You know, I'm actually surprised Netflix even picked it up and let him do it. You know, because
I'm not surprised, because you know, I think they realized how funny it was.
Right. Well, it's raw.
It's funny. It was definitely.
It's uncut, and you know,
I think it was necessary too.
It is. We live in a very sensitive generation where, you know, I seen at one point, I saw one article from a, I guess, fairly urban magazine or whatever, and they were trying to cancel them basically, and they were
saying, I saw something like that with Vice News too,
and I'm like, wow. And then I think Rotten Tomatoes gave them a 0% or something like that, and I'm just like, that's crazy to me, you know, because you know, people are just so caught up in wanting to complain and cancel, right?
That's sensitivity is at an all time high right now,
and they forget, like, it's a weird generation, because maybe people are just too serious.
Yeah.
You know, to the point where they forgot what humor is, and that humor comes from all of the shit, the negativity. You know, and comedians are just really good at turning that into something funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's just, I have a slight background with comedy and stuff like that, so I appreciate it. I came up on it, and you know, to me, it doesn't faze me. Like comedians are comedians.
I think the part about him was he said it, like, from his point of view, even when he was telling the story about his show and different things he was saying on the show. Like, that was from his point of view. Right. So, you can't really... I don't think you can get mad at that. Yeah. Even when he was talking about a person that he met at one of his comedy shows, it was just like, that person didn't take offense to it because that person understood comedy and right. What its intentions are. So, yeah. People just being sensitive. Yeah. I thought it was hilarious. I haven't laughed like that at a comedy special in a while.
It's
so
been a minute.
It was good. It was good. Probably since the last Dave Chappelle special.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
So that one was definitely dope to me. So in the East Coast, we got a hurricane going on. So
yeah, everybody on that side, be safe, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Get out of there if you need to. Stock up. Whatever you got to do, be prepared. I mean, I heard it's running through the Carolinas and stuff like that. So. Yeah. To all my fam out there, be safe.
They said that storm traveled 30 miles in 30 hours. Like, wow. It's moving slow as hell.
Yeah.
Like, there's less storms, but they said they're getting stronger at the same time. Wow. Do you think we're finally able to admit as a community that global warming is real?
I would hope so. I mean, come on now. Like,
how else can you deny it at this point?
Right. Like, it's just crazy. The weather changes. You know, I really felt confirmation when, you know, I was being down here in L.A. You know, it rained from what, like, March to June this year. Like, off and on, it just kept coming back. Yeah. Thinking, like, okay, when's summer starting?
Yeah.
And it just kept coming back. Like, the rain was coming. And granted, we needed the rain. We've been in a drought for years. And even though they declared us out of a drought, I think last year,
we still 2 years ago now.
Yeah, we still needed that. We still needed that water.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just odd because that is not the climate of this area.
Yeah, these storms, they're going to just keep getting stronger and stronger. Like, and even, these islands, they're going to get bombarded.
Right? Yeah, they getting hit real bad.
Those islands.
Puerto Rico, now the Bahamas. Like,
these earthquakes down in Haiti.
Right.
You got the Bahamas. You got Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, all of that. Like,
there was a heat wave in Northern California. Like, when does that happen? Like, in the
Bay Area. There was a heat wave up there?
Yeah. Like,
shit, it don't get hotter than 85 in San Francisco. So, shit.
That's those things are odd to me. You know.
Yeah, it's crazy. I just want us to do better as a people and educate ourselves.
We
like,
have
you can't,
to, man. We
you can't deny certain things. Like, you can feel that it's definitely different weather changes.
We
like, it doesn't
be more
make sense.
Conscious, you know. I'm hoping that researchers and scientists come up with a better development rather than paper straws. But you know, I mean, we'll get there, I guess. Hopefully, if they stay persistent.
Right.
But, yeah, no, for real. I mean, on a serious note, we definitely got to be conscious of the environment because it's the only one we got at this point.
Yeah, I mean, the ozone layer, we already fucked that up, like with our gas cars
and
fuel sources and all that. So it's just sad. Like, we just, as a people, we got to do better.
Right.
Even going back to Dave Chappelle, like, our sensitivity to, like, words, when we're not sensitive to our environment, we're not sensitive with guns, we're not sensitive with all of these things, right. But it's like we can
say,
yeah, we're worried about the wrong things right now.
How you gonna preserve yourself if you know it's all this craziness going on?
Yeah, the world is just crazy right now. Like, I read a report the other day. It said it's been more mass shootings in 2019 than there's been days.
That's wild.
And mass shootings. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's three or more people being shot.
That's wild.
Like, that's crazy to me. Like, what the fuck is going on with this world right now?
That ain't right. And it's only in this country, right? Like, that's
yeah. Like, that's nobody wild. Else is shooting each other up like that.
That's wild.
Other countries, they got more respect for themselves. We supposed to be the best country
and
in the
honestly,
world.
Honestly, bro, like, I've thought about it too. At this point, with technology as good as it is, and social media, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, I damn near might just have to take the family and move to a different country. I can still be connected at this point,
true.
Right? Like,
that's true.
You know?
I mean, I ain't doing that shit. That's true.
But man, it's sick, bro. So
yeah, it's definitely crazy. It's definitely crazy. So
yeah.
I don't know. Something gotta give.
Something gotta give.
Exactly. Something got to give. So, let's talk about something a little lighter. Oh no, let's stay dark for a second. fuck it.
We're gonna stay in the abyss.
Yeah, we're gonna stay dark. Mac Miller's drug dealer was charged in connection with his death of overdosing due to the fentanyl levels that were in his blood system. Mm-hmm. First, give your thoughts on that, because I'm gonna give my blunt version.
Yeah, I mean, that's a weird. I was kind of surprised to see that, just because I didn't know there was even like a investigation going on over his death. I mean, especially with a drug overdose, you kind of, I don't know, it feels like you're taking the drugs. Maybe I just assume that they would assume he does it willingly, and mm-hmm. that was that, right? I never really thought about them actually going into who sold it to him.
Right.
And then going even deeper and being like, okay, well, the mix that you sold was concocted and fake or whatever. You know, that's, I don't know, that's a whole nother beast to me. It's interesting. I don't even know, like, really kind of where to...
Yeah, like, with that, I lost one of my best friends in, like, kind of a similar situation. I don't want to speak on it just because it's still sensitive to, like, his close friends and family as well. But with that, like, these drug dealers, like, a lot of the times they do know, but they don't always know what is in it. They're, like, usually they're just the bottom of the totem pole.
Right.
Like, they're just selling what they're given. A lot of the times they aren't the user.
Right.
I'm not saying that happens in every case. I'm just saying.
I mean, I did see a documentary once where they was talking about how, like, the product comes from Africa and goes to, like, Saudi Arabia or something. They cut it up there and add some shit there, some chemicals, bleach and whatnot, and cut it up and sell it for a higher price because it's more quote-unquote potent. And then it gets over here somehow, and the drug dealers on the streets, they cut it up even more. So now they got more product and this and this and this. And I'm like, dang. Like, so by the time it reaches the people out here,
yeah, it's been cut up like crazy.
Some weird, like, non-pure, you know, chemical drugs.
The biggest thing is, even bigger than the dealers, the dealer is accountable as well, but... You gotta hold the victim accountable as well. Like, you're the person still choosing to take these drugs.
Right.
Like, I get it. Like, you're addicted. It's a... I don't like calling it a disease, but that's what they say it is. It is... It's an addiction. Like, right. You need help. You gotta get off that shit. But it's just a matter of... You're responsible as well. Like, right. You can't just blame the dealer.
And
like,
I mean, I guess in this case, because, you know, Mac passed away...
Right.
You know, obviously they can't do anything to hold him responsible or accountable per se.
Right.
But I mean, I do agree in a way, like that, you know, like you are willingly buying these drugs for a reason. You know, knowing that they are harmful.
And that anything can happen.
Right. You know, and that's.
And I say that with all due respect too. Like I said, I lost a dear friend of mine in a similar situation. It's just.
Yeah. That's a messed
up. It's crazy. Yeah. It's just crazy, but you gotta take responsibility. Well, he's dead. But you gotta hold him accountable as well. He can't necessarily take responsibility, but
word.
The user's gotta be held accountable as well. This girl I went to high school with, her baby died of an overdose because she got high one night and breastfed her baby, and there was drugs in her system. Yeah, I'm not gonna say her name, but yeah, I went to high school with her. That's like crazy. It was a big deal, like in the town I went to high school in. Like, yeah, she got charged with murder because of that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like she said she was too tired to get up and make the baby
formula
bottle. Yeah, so she just breastfed, and the baby ended up dying. So it's just like,
that's a trip.
You just gotta be smarter with your vices.
Right.
Like it's fucked up to say, but you just got to be smarter with your vices. And I say that with all due respect.
That's the hardest part, right? Like,
yes.
For people with the drug issue, like, you know, they it's hard to give up or walk away, you know. And they are willingly compromising others yeah. and their family. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So, like, with me, it's judging, kind of, but you just, like, if you know there's a chance that you're going to get addicted or something to something, or you could die, why are you taking that chance?
Right. And, you know, honestly, that's why I don't do drugs. Like, it's one of those things where, one, I just, you know, you see it too often where people just, yeah, like, you do it thinking you're having a good time, and then, bam, you know, injure yourself, mm-hmm. you lose your life, whatever. And I'm like, I don't want to be that person to be like, yeah, I did this, and now look at me. You
yeah, know? It's crazy.
And especially because to me, it's like, there's all these chemicals and synthetic things inside a drug that you wouldn't, if somebody walked up to you with a bottle of bleach, you're not going to drink the bottle of bleach, right? So then,
well, you know that's going to kill you right away.
Right. But what's, you know, knowing that this drug has bleach in it, is mixed in, like, right. except other products as well. Mm-hmm. You know, why would that entice you? You know, outside of the high or whatever that you get from.
Yeah, they're gonna kill us for being insensitive, but you just gotta try to kick that shit. Try your best to kick
that's all.
And if you got family members that's on, you gotta try to your best to get them off of that shit too. At the same time,
please reach out. Don't leave those people hanging. They need your help just as much as you know.
Yeah, we gotta raise more awareness for that in schools too. Like, it just, the Just Say No program, Dave Chappelle actually just talked about it in a joking manner, but it's just like, that's not enough.
Right.
That's not enough. And it's worse because it's not, I'm not saying it's worse, but it's on a bigger scale because now white people are being affected.
Right.
During the crack epidemic, nobody cared about us and nobody cared about what was going on. But now these white kids are dying from these pills and this fentanyl shit. So now it's a big deal. So we just got to change it. We just got to change it overall. Right. Like, and I'm not trying to be insensitive to anybody addicted to drugs or lost anybody to drugs. Because believe me, my fourth time saying it, I lost one of my best friends. A similar situation.
Yeah.
You just can't. You gotta try to avoid those situations.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's go lighter. I know it's been dark as fuck this whole.
We've been traveling down the dark rabbit hole for a minute.
All right, let's talk about the big baller brand's first signee, Lonzo Ball. This nigga said that Future has more classic albums than Nas. Before you say anything, Future, the nigga you can't understand shit he's saying on a goddamn song, has more classic albums than Nas.
It's a different generation. I don't know, man.
That's why he's not qualified to say anything. Nigga, you 21 years old.
Right. You can't compare the two.
Nigga, focus on your jump shot.
You don't know nothing about the, you know, that era. You've barely listened to that era. You came up on a different mode. Like I get it. Future was yo. I don't even fucking know. Future was your representation of a hot artist at the time.
And he the one promoting drug use and shit.
Man, he shows. you know, so I don't know. Like, to me, you just can't compare the two. Which actually, I watched this interview on The Breakfast Club recently with Shameik Moore.
Okay.
Actor from the movie Dope, The Get Down, and he's on the Wu-Tang series on Hulu.
Okay.
And, you know, listening to him talk, mind you, he's kind of a cocky little motherfucker.
Yeah.
But come to find out, like, he actually wasn't even very familiar with Wu-Tang before he actually got the part. And even then, I guess they said that TMZ caught up with him one time, asked him if he could name all the Wu-Tang Clan. And I guess he couldn't.
It's like 37.
It's a lot of them.
I can't name them niggas even.
But the interesting thing is, he was born in 95, he says. So he's about 24, 25. And
these kids ain't going back.
It's a gap, man. Like,
they're not going back.
Yeah, and that's the thing to me. They're not, you know, they're not paying homage to the artists that paved the way.
Right.
And they don't really care to do so.
I agree.
I don't know, man.
These kids, like, people like Lonzo Ball, like, just don't comment on stuff like that. Like, if you don't know something, it's fine. But don't comment on stuff you don't know about.
Right.
Like, Future doesn't have any classic albums.
I don't need...
He doesn't have any.
I don't know.
I'll tell you right now, he doesn't have any.
I don't know. I can't name an album.
You can't name one album where he had five songs that will go down in history. I can name one song of his that is a classic song. That's March Madness.
Oh, I was going to say Mask Off.
Well, that's two. I'll give you two.
Because I heard it on the radio a billion times.
Yeah, I'll give you that. At some point. I'll give you that. So, you got... I'm sure he got other ones, but they're not...
And I like the version with Kendrick, but that's just me. Like, you know, like, that's just, that's just me.
You can't say that he has classic, more classic albums than not.
Yeah, man.
Not... How many classic albums you think Future got?
Oh, Future. I don't know. Honestly, I can't name them. Because I'm not a Future fan.
Let's just say he got Dirty Sprite 2 as a classic mixtape. Okay. Let's just give him that one. Just because that's the most popular one. Nas has Illmatic.
Mm-hmm.
It Was Written, Stillmatic.
Mm-hmm.
The Lost Tapes. A lot of people consider that. To me, I mean, we talked about it on podcast before, but It Was Written was his best album to me. So he has at least two. Let's just say he has just those two classics.
No,
he got three. He got three because you got to count Stillmatic in that.
Right.
So he has a minimum of three classics. I don't see that from Future. So, like, kids, like, if you just don't know something, just shut the fuck up.
Right.
Like,
but what's a classic to these kids these days? Because honestly, everything's short-lived.
Something that bumped. That's all it is.
Everything's short-lived. When you look at it, like, what? I mean, I think about it too. I try to keep up with the music of nowadays.
Right.
But it's a new album, a new song, a new hit every day, every second. Something's coming out, right? You know, how many albums recently in the last 5 years are just like, boom? I could tell you Victory Lap.
Yeah, that was a good year for albums. So.
To me, Championships from Meek Mill.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
But the most Pusha T people probably the Pusha joint, right?
Yeah.
Those
are the three hottest I can name.
What else?
I'm gonna get killed, but I can't remember a lot of albums this year that was crazy. Right now I like Jeezy's album, like Ferg's album.
I haven't listened to that.
I like St. John's album, but that's not like rap.
Yeah, I heard St. John is dope. You know, he also wrote for Beyonce.
There's not a lot of albums.
Whose album is actually pretty nice? Rhapsody.
Yeah, I like Rhapsody.
I just listened to her new
one. I like a lot of the female rappers.
That shit's hard.
Yeah.
And then actually, I won't say the classic album. You gonna hate on me.
Don't say no Big Sean shit.
This E-40 album, Practice Make Paper.
All right, man. We're gonna shut this podcast down. Y'all have a good one.
It's a slap.
Listen to this nigga. It's a slap.
It's got continuous slaps.
It's a slap. How Bay Area are you? It's a slap.
Yeah, let me live.
Damn, son, it's a slap. That's your own drop. Damn, son, it's a slapper.
Hey,
I've been the corner of my scraper in this.
Hey, you're pretty good. For real. Now that his album has got like 26 songs, 28 songs, something like that.
I'm not going front. Some of that shit was hot. I ain't hear the whole thing, but a lot of them shit was hot.
I'm like, okay, this is...
I'm listening to that Jeezy right now. That shit sound like 101 to me.
Really?
Yeah, that
you know, 101 was a classic.
101 was that shit.
That's a classic.
This 104 is sounding like part two of that. Like, that shit is fire.
That's safe.
Yeah, that shit is fire.
But
right,
that's
now
what I'm saying, though. I mean, you know, music just isn't released the same way.
But you know what? You know who we didn't bring up?
Who?
Future.
We sure didn't.
Or Blueface.
Sure,
I'm gonna keep killing Blueface every time we bring up music because nobody talks about
it. The most lyrical.
Nobody listen to that shit.
Most lyrical, most classical, both them niggas, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's for fanboys, it's for people that just, you know, to me, they on a certain hype,
What'd you think of YG and Kehlani? They dating now.
I just found that out. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. Shout out to them.
She just had a baby though. Like,
oh, where?
What happened to the dude? Like,
you know,
they broke up that fast.
Yeah. I guess it's like that in the industry, man. Hard to keep up with the artist. The lifestyle. If you're not an artist yourself, you probably it's hard to understand.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
You know. And
big ups to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you just got to deal with. With
big
people
ups,
that
man.
Actually understand, you know, it's crazy. Let me say this: whenever I see artists dating, right,
I know it's not gonna last.
Right,
every time I see it,
and that's the unfortunate part because I really wish that they would last,
yeah.
And I wish that they would grow old and whatever, you know, whatever it is.
Motherfucker's gonna be broke up in 2 months.
A lot of times, yeah, it sucks because I'm like, all right, man, like, okay, I see y'all mixing well, y'all. But
more power to them. I hope they do last, but I just don't see it.
I wish they do.
Yeah, I just don't see it. In other lighter news, Puma and the Marathon Clothing. We can't say Nipsey Hussle's clothing, but the Marathon Clothing finally released their collab.
Yeah.
Did you see some of the pieces?
I have not actually, and I need to check that out.
Yeah, it's fire.
I wanted to cop something.
I know, it's sold out already.
I figured.
Yeah, that shit was fire. I'm not gonna lie. I wanted them sneakers they got.
Yeah.
Probably a pair of white and red ones.
Man, you know, honestly,
shout out to them bees. Shout
honestly,
out to the
C's. I'd be so intimidated to try and cop anything with hype these days.
Yeah.
Because you go online and try to order some shit. Yeah. You just, I don't know how people begin. Oh, maybe my internet fucking sucks. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you should just log on to theblackamp.com and just buy some hoodies. We specialize in premium hoodies.
Premium
joggers.
We were told that our clothes are very high quality.
Yeah, we heard that from a lot of our customers thus far.
Yeah.
We popping in the streets.
You know, it ain't just coming from us.
Yeah, so read the reviews. Read the reviews.
I'm going to get a Puma Marathon white tee. Cause that's not sold out.
How much is they white tee?
$40.
$40 for a white tee.
And it's only in small and large. No medium though.
Where's the? There's no logo at all. It's just a white tee.
Probably on a tag somewhere.
No, not the inside collar. I'm just talking about. It's nowhere on the shirt.
Nope. I don't see anything.
It's just a white tee.
Plain white tee. Runner lab tee.
Okay.
White. Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Nip for that. That nigga is crazy.
Cotton. Everything else, every other joint sold out.
I got premium cotton tees.
Yeah, so do. Yeah. Black Ant. Oh, there's pants.
Yeah, there's a lot of pants on there. Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Rest in peace, Nip, man. We miss you, bro.
Yeah. That's still crazy. Every time I think about that, it's absurd. I just don't understand that. Yeah. I don't understand that at all.
You know, he left a legacy, that's for sure.
Yeah, man. Speaking of legacies, let's talk about some sports real quick.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown out here tripping.
Yeah, football is back. The drama is back. Antonio Brown.
Well, he apologized today, so they're going to let him play on Monday.
Yeah.
That nigga out here tripping. The helmet issue, his feet.
You think he got CTE?
Yo, that nigga's gone, bro.
I don't mean to laugh about that part. I'm just thinking about the path and the trajectory of his actions, and I feel like they just keep getting crazier and crazier. And I know he took a hard shot last year or the season before that against the Bengals when Vontaze Burfict, you know,
that dude just gotta play football, yo.
It's, man,
just play football.
Yeah,
he's doing too much.
He's one of the best receivers I've ever got to witness play the game,
especially at his size.
Right. His size, his work ethic,
like that footwork is
everybody
crazy.
Knows he's nice. Tony Totep, you know, I like to play my adult league rec football and emulate what I can.
Okay,
we're
not promoting
Brown.
Nothing. We ain't getting money off of it.
But you know, yeah, I just want to see him play ball. I feel like the connection. I feel like any quarterback has a weapon when Antonio Brown's on the field.
I agree. That's why I think he just need to play ball.
You know, and I think, you know, the Raiders know, John Gruden know, that without him, that wasn't going to be shit.
Yeah, they gave up a lot to get him. They gave up a lot to get him.
You know?
So hopefully he just straightens it out and then they forgive him and they don't suspend him. He still get them 30 M's. Speaking of big money, they just gave your man big money.
Oh yeah, my guy, the Beast.
Shout out to him as a black man, but as a Dallas Cowboy, I don't really give a fuck.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I don't really give a fuck.
Hey, you know, meanwhile.
So you go ahead, you talk about it. I ain't talking about that shit.
You know, Zeke got that.
Actually, I'm glad they wasted a lot of their cap money on that nigga.
Nah, we good. We got a deal. We got a discount. Zeke got that $90 million on the way.
Straight cash.
$50 million guaranteed.
Straight cash.
And I'm glad we got our workhorse back. And you know where we bound. Where we going.
All right, well, let's talk about the dude that quit football altogether.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck, he's just out of nowhere. He said, you know what? Fuck this shit, cut.
You know, that's crazy. I was shocked. I really was not expecting it.
Yeah, I mean, I know this is like 2 weeks old at this point. But, I mean, we missed it. We wasn't here.
Yeah,
but.
we was gone. But, you know, honestly, I'm glad it happened right before my fantasy draft.
Yeah, that's
because I sure was about to draft him at some point.
Oh man, I feel bad for the people that drafted early.
Right.
That's why you don't never draft quarterbacks until late.
Yeah, yeah.
They're unpredictable.
And you don't do your draft till right after preseason because you just never know what might happen.
These drafts is crazy, man.
But
I'm glad he did what's best for him. He got his money. He out. I'm not mad at that.
Right.
Not mad at that. So now that we briefly went over that, I have a pop question for you. We did not discuss this question at all.
Oh boy.
No, it's not. It's nothing bad. It's all nothing right. bad. So would you rather you yourself make $250,000 a year and your spouse stays at home? Like, is a stay-at-home, like, what do they call that? They call it a homemaker. Mm-hmm. Or would you prefer that you both make $125,000 a year?
Good question. That's a really good question. Honestly, give me a moment. I want to say that I would want us to both make $125,000 a year.
Why is that?
Well, one, you know, knowing my wife, she doesn't want to be cooped up in the house all day. Okay. And, you know, I believe that it's healthy to feel like you are contributing to the household.
Okay.
You know, yeah, like, I mean, it's great to be the breadwinner. And all that, and you know, that's always kind of just been a natural natural, I guess, consciousness to like try to achieve and you know, carry for the family.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I'm like, man, we both making good money. What? Like, you know, I think that'd be
awesome. I get you, but I'm actually on the other side. I'm
Word.
With the. But here's why. I'm on the 250 for myself, and she could be a homemaker.
Uh-huh.
So, this is where I'm coming from. So, like, with the 250, like, granted, that's both of the incomes of the other side combined. Right. So, you're already in that upper tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in my situation, like, Tiffany could do whatever she wants to do. Like, whatever her heart desires. There's no pressure on her to have to worry about making additional money or anything of that sort. So she can literally do whatever her heart desires as far as fulfilling her life goals.
Right.
She can still make money on the side. Like, it's just no pressure to make enough money to like cover bills or whatever.
Right.
So that's where I'm at with it. So would you change your mind if it was like, let's say it was $300,000 a year and 130 to where it's like a little less?
I mean, maybe, you know, I think part of it goes to also how, you know, how I'm earning the money. Like, if I have my business, let's say the
Black Gap is booming. It is.
Right? And that's what we make in. That's what we bring it in. And, you know, Cara doesn't have to work, per se, to, you know, to contribute to the family, and she can go out and pursue other ventures, or maybe help, with the business, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. Then, you know, I don't think it'd be a problem.
Yeah.
It's really up to, you know, I feel like I'd have to really run it by my wife and find out, you know, like, if that's something she would want to do.
This is probably one of the questions we should have had a female here.
Maybe.
To do.
Maybe. To yeah, because I feel like it's a different perspective for a woman, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, from my standpoint, it's just like I would take on the financial responsibility, right, as far as our necessities.
Right, so naturally, then, that's what you
want
to do.
Yeah,
right?
And then you can do literally whatever the fuck you want to do. But then you don't want to say a situation like James and Tasha St. Patrick to where she too bored.
Bored, right? You know, doing weirdo stuff.
Yeah,
or, like, you know, like, I don't know, like just getting into stuff and.
Yeah.
You know, so you gotta really know your significant other.
Yeah.
Know what they are
it
capable
de- yeah,
of.
Yeah, it depends on what they into.
Right.
You can't just have like some bum chick at home.
Yeah, nah, they gotta be
like involved. A chick that's on Fashion Nova all day. Like, it's cool if she on the Black Amp all day.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's cool. Run it up. But you on Fashion Nova, like, we don't even own that. Like, stop supporting brands we don't own.
Right.
So yeah.
So that's how it goes, man. I don't know.
It's a little judgmental, but yeah. You know.
But you know, we'll be there. I'll take $300K real quick.
Yeah, that's why I'm cool with it. Like, the 250 is, it is what it is. Like, yeah. I think that's a good point. That's a good benchmark. Like, I'm at 225 right now, so I'm trying to get to that 250. So, you know, you know what I mean?
Let's get it.
Like, no.
Let's get it.
Talking shit. But that's all I got, man.
Yeah. Hey, well, we back.
We back, man.
BlackAmp.com. BlackAmp.com. Go check it out. I promise you'll see something you like, you know, and it really, we got options, we got flavors, you know, for everybody, premium wear, and you know, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Go,
I agree.
Go see it for yourself.
One of the few premium sportswear brands owned by us that right. You can wear on a regular basis.
And we're cheaper than Nike.
That's a fact though. Yeah. Well, that's it for the Black Amp. Follow us at on Instagram at the Black Amp, at JR, at VJ Tidwell.
Yeah.
On Twitter at the Black Amp. All of that. We have a Facebook page as well. I think you can search about at the Black Amp or Black Ampersand. It's there. But yeah, that's all we got. Y'all have a good night. Y'all be good.
We out.
Stay dangerous. Don't change in the courtroom.
Peace and pour you one.
Ah.